Thursday's request by Summit County Health Director Rich Bulla outlined the rationale for the request, citing a 9-day increase in positive cases in the county and a proxy transmission rate of 2.5 since June 10th. Utah's proxy transmission rate goal is 1.5. Bulla also says Summit County has only 4 ICU beds and worries that if trends continue and no action is taken, hospitals could become overwhelmed with sick patients. Bulla adds the business community and resort economy of Summit County cannot endure a return to the orange risk level without, quote, catastrophic economic damage. He says state epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn's recommendation of mandatory mask regulations provides the county a solution that could be implemented immediately. Governor Herbert reiterated on Wednesday his belief in local control over whether wearing a mask during the COVID-19 pandemic should be mandatory. Summit County officials first told KPCW on Tuesday the county was interested in pursuing a countywide mask order if the option was available to them. The request would require individuals to wear a mask while in line for and inside any indoor public space, at any healthcare facility, and at community gatherings. Exemptions would be granted for small children and people who cannot wear face coverings for medical reasons. Summit County Councilman Glenn Wright says that although it would be hard to enforce a mandatory mask order for everyone out in public, it would give businesses more authority when dealing with customers who might refuse to wear a mask.
If we give them the authority to say, look, you know, the county's making this mandatory, we really need you to wear a mask, it gives them a little better standing with customers coming in. But I think what we would see is if a customer's going to get obnoxious with a business saying, you can't make me do it and I'm coming in, that's the kind of person we could possibly go out and cite.
Summit County's request now awaits approval by the governor's office. You can read the entire request on kpcw.org. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.